Welcome to Fandom City, Where's the Remote? Where your pals of Fandom City discuss the TV shows that we love to watch. We're going to continue the discussion of the season 3 of This Is Us. So let's go on and introduce ourselves. I am the Fandom City Alderman, Leona X.
I'm the Fandom City Mayor, Shell.
Hey, T is not joining us tonight, but that's okay because she got some feedback. She still got some thoughts about this episode, so we will still discuss it as a group. Okay, I guess she's not discussing. It's just one-sided a little bit for her. But that's okay. So it's episode 6, Forgive Me. I promise I keep replaying it, and I still think I'm going to say it wrong. Kamsahamnida. Does
that sound right? Mm-hmm. That sounds right.
Okay. And, of course, we find out why that's the title of the episode. Great reason. All right. So let's go on and start with the past. So they're all hanging out at home, and Jack arrives with a black eye. He's trying to cover it. Why? Why, Jack? Why are you doing a bad job? Why are you holding your head down being obvious in a mug with a hat on?
Right. You don't wear a hat. What's wrong? What's up with that?
Hey, guys.
take that hat off. What is wrong with you?
Oh, my goodness.
So Rebecca finds out it's because he's, like, sparring or whatever, boxing. And she always thought he just went and punched a bag a little bit, let off some steam. But he's like, no, I actually like spar with like people now. And
I don't want to just hit a bag. I want to hit people. I want to see bruises and blood too.
So she freaks out. And at first I'm like, if you don't stop, Rebecca. And then I was like, well, it is her husband. She just don't want to get hurt. I get it.
Right.
What did you think of her being like, please don't do this?
Well, I was mixed. I thought it was a bit much. I mean, it's just boxing, sparring in a controlled place. So maybe there's a referee or what have you, or somebody to break him up. Not just him, you know, at the bar just bopping somebody in the eye and going about his business. It's just, you know, getting some of that pressure off. So I thought maybe, I'm not a big fan of boxing.
Right. Right, which is why I understood when I thought about it. I'm like, I wouldn't love it either. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last thing you said.
I said, don't come home with a black eye. Do better at your blocking so I don't have to stress out.
It's just Stuart.
Right. Hey, how he mocking Stuart is somebody named Stuart. Well, right. Stuart gave you a black eye, Jack.
Stuart Smalley. He does agree. Okay, fine. Rebecca's the boss. I'll stop. But then Randall's like, so anyway, teach me how to box.
Yeah.
Oh, that was easy. Okay, yes, let's secretly box. Randall. Because you got a bully, and that ain't right. You can't be having your butt kicked at school. That's not the business.
Even though you got a bully at home.
You have a bully at home. Do you know I thought he meant Kevin?
I did, too. I was like, no, he want to learn how to box so he can hit Kevin.
Right. But they, you know, he made up a whole little story. It's this new kid from New York, blah, blah, blah. So when Rebecca catches them sneaking
in the house, can you go in the garage or something?
They like, why didn't y'all go somewhere else? Go to Miguel's.
Go to the gym.
What'd you say?
Go to the gym. Go where you watch everybody else.
Why are you here? You knew she was going to walk up in this mug.
Right.
But so she's like, we about to call this school because ain't nobody bullying my kid. Nope.
Right.
Just to find out this kid don't exist.
Principal's like, who?
I appreciate you calling Mrs. Pearson, but no.
Okay. We don't have any transfer students. What are you talking about?
Right. Do you know what school this is? We are selective. All right. So Jack's like, okay, I need to go. She's like, oh, I'm about to go talk. We gotta find out what's going on. But I agree that it should have been Jack, because that is who Randall came to. Right. That's who Randall technically did lie to.
Right.
So then when Jack talks to him, he's like, okay, fine. I ain't have a bully. I just wanted to connect with you because Kevin, your son, for real. Like, he your son's son. And I'm this other dude. And I just, what did you think of how Jack handled that?
I love the way he handled it. Dude, you are my son's son. You better stop saying that.
You're my son's son. What are you, what?
Kevin's the one that's the other dude.
Basically. But he needed that.
Yeah, he did.
And I know he knows. He's like, I get it. I know. But I need a thing. I need another way to connect with you because you're not smart. So you know how to read these books with me. I might as well box. I gotta stoop down to your level, Dad. And this is all I can come up with.
I like the way Jack said, you don't need to use your fist to get the better of people.
Right. I did like that. And we got to talk about that, how that comes back around later in the show. So Jack, in handling this, actually it was before he talked to Randall, but still, in handling this, he does admit to Rebecca that like, yo, like, I kind of need boxing. It's therapeutic for me. It helps me cope with, all that's going on in my life in the past. And she understood.
That's good. Yeah.
That was wonderful. Okay. Where was this Rebecca when we hated her?
I don't know, man. I don't know. She comes and goes, apparently, since this was when they was kids. So she comes and goes. She has her moments.
I mean, not only does she understand, she went and got on some gear.
Right. She was like, well, teach me.
But I had to. But she went and got him. You know, she's like, no, I'm truly supportive of this. If this is what you need, then do it. Do it right, then though.
Do right.
You can't come here looking beat up by Stuart, though.
Right. Right. Exactly. But I also love the fact that she got a Nikki story and she looked stunned. Like, oh, it's one of those moments.
Right. Right. Yeah. This is real.
Right.
This is a thing. Okay. Okay. I feel you. But yeah. But like I said, there's a little reference from the past that ties in later. But
right.
Do you have any other thoughts about the past stuff?
No, I wish. No, I don't. Never mind. I'm good.
Oh.
I just said that Kevin, Kevin is. I don't want to say Kevin was bullying Randall because Kevin was really horsing around. Randall just didn't seem like, okay, we're done. You're overdoing it now.
Right. Enough.
Now I'm gonna go learn to box so I can beat you up for wanting a horse or real.
Right. Okay. You want to talk about Kate?
Okay, Kate. So, Kate announces her baby news to everyone while I'm trying to figure out how to deal with Toby and his depression, and she pretty much puts Toby's business out there. Hello. To everybody who would listen.
To
let me
everyone.
Get my megaphone. Toby stopped taking his meds and he's not handling it right.
Yoinks.
He won't get out the bed. Tell Miguel.
Your neighbors too.
Did you see it on Facebook? Toby has depression. But, She admits that she's, Toby admits that he's afraid that she'll leave him because he's becoming a burden. How did you feel about that? Because that kind of got to me.
No, that did. That did. Like, I could see why he feels that way because that's just where he's at.
Right.
But I thought it was unfortunate that she, and maybe I'm not being fair to her, but that was unfortunate. I didn't feel like she
reassured him enough.
Yeah, in that moment. And I get that she tried to later, but I didn't feel like she did in that moment.
You feel like, no, this is nothing that will make me leave you. She was like, want to go for a walk?
Right.
What? That leaves it open. So you will leave me?
So you might then.
No. I don't understand. She sucks, okay? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay.
I just don't understand. She's
all the things Toby has done to prove his love. And she like, yeah.
Right. Yeah, fine. I'll get back to you. Prove his love.
I was trying not to say it.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, so let me add
some feedback. She said, I did not like how everyone in the family was talking about Toby's business. Me neither. Mm-mm. Does Kate even know if he would want everyone to know about him? Doesn't matter. It's
Does
Kate.
She care?
I didn't like how Kate was talking about trying to snap him out of his depression. It's bad enough that she didn't notice he was going through this, and now she's trying to rush him out of it. Same. That's exactly how I feel. I mean, we don't know the course of time that went through, but let's say it's been a few weeks. They had already said that the meds take a minute to get back in balance.
Right.
You know, he still got a lot of stuff on his mind, you know, and he is Toby. Toby holds up everybody. She couldn't even hold him up. She just left him laying in the bed.
Right.
Couldn't she unless he said, I want to be alone. Maybe sit and cuddle, turn the TV on, read to him, spend some time. If you're not going to work, chill with him until he gets out his funk. I don't know how that works. That's what I would want, me personally, maybe, you know.
Right.
But something, wait to be told, I need some space.
Right.
You know, like I said, it's bad enough that she didn't reassure him, but she also didn't do that. She wouldn't leave him, but she also didn't do anything to say, I got your back while you're going through this. And while you at it, I'm going to feed your dog a rock. I'm going to be so caught up in my own stuff, talking to my mother about how I can't figure out how to make you come up out of this. I'm not going to pay attention to your dog eating garbage.
Right.
She sucks.
She does. I don't feel like, I agree. I honestly feel like you hit it all exactly right, as far as I'm concerned, because he may have. It is very possible that he wanted to be alone. It's very possible that we didn't see that maybe she had some cuddly moments. Maybe she is with him sometimes and we just weren't seeing it.
Right.
But everything that she was doing that we did see on camera just seemed bothered. And I see why he's like, oh man, she gonna leave me.
Right. I mean, I do like when she kept on calling Rebecca. I like that she felt like she could reach out to Rebecca, but I don't know if Toby's situation was that reach out to Rebecca moment.
Mm-mm.
And after all these years of, even after what, 2 episodes ago, mind your business, mom. Now, mom, the dog ate the rock. What should I do?
Right.
Google?
Mom, my husband's just chilling in a bed. Stop.
What should I do?
He's not giving me all his attention.
Oh, go somewhere. You suck, Kate. Okay. What I got out of it, because watching the past and seeing Jack deal, because it obviously Jack is dealing with, was dealing with the stuff from Vietnam that haunted him, but maybe some form of depression also, right? So it felt like, you know, there are some links, maybe. She still sucks.
I don't disagree.
Anything else, or can we hurry up and move on?
Yeah, we're done with her.
Okay, so let's talk about Kevin. Kevin is adamant about finding out who was the lady in Jack's photo. What?
I'm sorry, I'm in the next line. I'm sorry. Well, go ahead.
Okay, but and Zoe tells him. Zoe has finished her documentary, so she tells Kevin pretty much to go away. But she's going on her own, you know. So he decides that he'd rather go to Randall and discuss it. Before we go to Kevin discussing Randall, can I just say something about Zoe?
Mm-hmm.
I tweeted it. I don't know if I'm coming and going with this chick. Mm-hmm. I don't know to like her or not like her, because... Right. Yes, traditionally, because she finished her documentary, normally she goes to pamper herself at a hotel.
You with Kevin now.
I'm not saying Kevin got to go, but did you have to come out like, oh, not you.
Right, right. So I also felt torn because I like a good me day too, okay? Mm-hmm. But you said it in a way that it was like, it's just a treat yourself day. So right. How was he supposed to know it was completely me day? I feel like either initially say there's a day that I only want to be alone. Say that right. To begin with, so he can't even get hype. But or say it the way you said it. And when he does try to invite himself, the way she said it to me was a little, not harsh, but boy, you crazy.
It's like she's not communicating properly with him. He's usually the selfish person in the relationship. And she is not being open with him.
Right. Like, she certainly was not wrong about her honesty of, this is a me thing. I don't think she was wrong for feeling that way. It was just the way she said it was.
Even when he ended up showing up to the hotel and she said, Kevin, can I just get one day? Why does he know where you are? Why did you tell him if you really wanted that one day? What is your deal?
Right. Yeah, I can't tell how to feel about her either.
I feel like I respect there are things about her character that I like. Mm-hmm. There are things about her character that are familiar to me, whether it's me or other people I know. Mm-hmm. But I can't either. I'm with you. I don't even know what to say. I don't think I dislike her.
I feel a connection to her, but at the same time, now it makes me look in the mirror and say, am I a jerk like her too? Is it because we have a new and more special kind of liking for Kevin now, and we've seen him make more effort to make this work, and it's like, girl, last season he was getting drunk in the bathroom.
It could be that. Actually, girl, do you know Kevin would normally be like, okay, then bye. Go be by yourself.
So I don't know how to feel about her. And like I said, she just don't, and it could be stuff that's off camera. She just don't seem that open.
Right.
Say what you got to say. You Beth's cousin. And Beth don't hold back, except lately. She don't hold back what she got to say. So why are you? Be honest with them. This is a new relationship. Tell them what's going on. Mm. Okay, so back to Kevin and Randall. So Kevin decides he wants to go talk to Randall. He calls him. He shows up after the campaigning. And Randall did really much tell him to. He showed him a picture, and Kevin is convinced Jack was in love with this woman. I don't know if I saw love in that picture.
I did not.
I'm not even sure if I saw admiration in this picture.
Right. I saw this a lady who's standing here.
Hey, they just having a nice conversation.
You got an eagle eye, so you recognize this necklace. Because I'm not even sure if I would have noticed. Okay. It's a weird picture of my dad. Why did he send this to you?
Right. Some explanation was needed there, Mac. You should have told him what was going on before you just gave him
this. Here you go. Good luck.
You should have told him who she was. Oh, by the way, this was, or was it, your dad's first girlfriend or something?
Right.
But, so initially, why can't I say that word? In the beginning, Randall told Kevin, let it go, Jack didn't really want to talk about Vietnam. Let's leave it in the past. We don't need to know. And after Kevin seeing how passionate Randall is about his campaign, he told Randall how much it meant to him to dig into Jack's past more. And I like how he really sold it. You're a man that goes after what you want. You feel strongly about something and you go for it. Well, I feel strongly in so many words, and I want to go for it. And Randall looked at him like he saw a new Kevin.
He did. He's like, oh, shoot. Yes. Then you have to. Please. You don't care about anything. This is awesome. Keep it up. Right.
So Randall was like, do it. Go for it. The dynamic between Kevin and Randall, adult Kevin and Randall, is so amazing. And it just gets better. as time goes, I love it.
Right.
You know, so I'm glad so that Kevin has made, so Kevin is going, he's going to Vietnam, because Lady with No Name is probably still alive
and just there
waiting in that same village. She's right there, that same spot, because, you know, they did have the latitude and longitude numbers on the paper, on the picture, so you'll know exactly where to go. We gotta stop being I gotta stop being a jerk about this. I'm sorry. I won't be a jerk.
Okay.
Okay. T made a comment. I'm on board with his journey to learn more about Jack, and I'm happy he asked Zoe to go with him. I'm eager to find out what happened in Vietnam. So am I. I want to see. I want to know. I was hoping that when he went and asked Zoe to go, not just, you know, I know he's like the documentarian in you. This is a good documentary. Come with me so we can, I'm right. You know, because it's not like people wouldn't want to know Kevin's story. He's the Manny. He just did a successful film about war.
All right,
yeah, they
right.
want to know Kevin, a documentary about Kevin Pearson's father.
Right.
People would watch it.
You think that's what sold Zoe?
Well, he said the documentary, but it's not like he said, I want you to film it. But I think that's how he should have.
But do you
did
think,
it.
I'm saying, yeah. Her mind, is she like,
right.
A story.
I don't want to spend quality time with you in another country that might be beautiful, but you want me to bring my camera? Okay.
I can capture all of this, you're saying, right? We're on the same page?
Cool. I'm directing this film, right? Do I get top credit or do you?
Well, we'll discuss that later. Fine. I'll go. I got you. Yeah, I'm interested in seeing how that goes. Okay, well, let's talk about Randy. Randy. Let me think of more tag too. Anyway, sorry. So, yeah, so he's like actually serious about this.
I mean, he in.
He committed. Is running. He is in it.
He, okay. You know, he found his loophole. He crawled deep into that loophole this week. He wiggled in and just settled.
Yeah.
Make me leave.
He's about to go to church, okay?
Right.
Show them how serious he is. Y'all about to see me right here amongst the people.
Right.
And I'm sorry, Saul had a point. Because Saul gets up to speak and Saul, boy, that man's a politician.
I know, right?
Woo! He know how to play the game. Call Randall out. Hey, y'all. He's from Alpine, New Jersey. In case y'all weren't sure. This is the first time he done showed up at our church. But okay. I mean, but let's welcome him. Okay. Oh, where your family at? Oh, they not here. They had other things to do. Y'all hear that? Okay. And I'm sorry. I thought he had a point. At least a wife. Right. I said he had to go, but you had to know that looked crazy that you showed up here alone. You had to know it didn't look real. It's not sincere.
Right, yeah.
But he didn't know, because he don't go to black church. So, he realized, okay, 1 point for you, Saul. Cool. So Kevin, again, like we just talked about Kevin, really just desperately needed to talk about this picture. And he needed to talk about it right now.
Right now.
And so, I'm about to come wherever you at, Randall. We got to talk. And Randall's like, you famous.
No,
you white.
No, I can't have the Manny coming up in this church. I just got my ass handed to me. Last thing I need is my rich white brother showing up.
No. Well, let's meet somewhere else. Okay, just as long as it's nowhere near here. They go to a rando, well, maybe it wasn't rando, but they go to a Korean restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is like, oh, shoot, it's the baby.
All right.
And Randall had no idea, like, whoa, people are loving you here. And then that's when he learns, oh, the Manny is like a huge hit in South Korea. Like, yeah, they're feeling me. They love me.
Can we before you go further, can we point out that Randall really doesn't realize it happened last season. What an advantage it is to have the Manny for a brother.
He keeps making it like it's this horrible thing. And it's
right.
Like,
it's just this burden.
But it's not, though. It's the Manny.
I'm more popular in Korea than I am here.
Right, right. So sure, they had their conversation about the whole, you know, Jack, let that go. But mm-hmm. once it starts clicking, like, oh, shoot. They go back to his campaign office and he's like, Kevin just talking away. He's like, great, great, great. Oh my gosh, light bulb. You about to help me get some voters.
Mm-hmm.
People in the Korean community here, a lot of them not even registered. We about to go get them. Come on, put your shirt on. Let's go do this.
Right.
I mean, what Kevin put
the shirt. Kevin jumped into the shirt before Randall even said it. He's right. Like, I got you. Let's go. He's like, my name Kevin, not Kate. I got you.
Right. Right. Remember, I'm evolving. So they go out and they're talking to people and I forgot I lost my. Right. So he meets a guy. Like a lot of them are they hearing him out? They listening to him, or even though it has to be translated. And registering
to vote and everything, yeah.
Right. It seems it's positive. But there's mm-hmm. a dude who just calls him out, like, yo, I see through you. You not ever coming back here.
Right.
You just you trying just to like old Saul. Right. Saul don't come here. You not going to either. And Randall like, this a new brother, though. You don't know me, honey. You don't know me.
And he pulled out his Jack speech.
Yes.
I'm sorry, William, but Randall is Jack Pearson through and through. Well, he's Jack Pearson and William. He is. He finds that moment. He finds that, where is your heartstring so I can pull it? Oh, right. I got to use the Jack side? Okay. I'll use the William side on you.
I got a lot to work with. But how did you feel when the guy came later, Jaywon? When he mm-hmm. came later... And was like, you got my grandmother down to vote. Like, she's still talking about you.
Right. Like, my grandmother been here for, he said, what, 50, 70 years? And she never pretended to vote. And you got her to vote. And she talking about you. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
So now that loophole is tied up and sealed. We here.
Right. Right.
And, exactly. I like how Randall's, I don't need the black vote.
Right. Right. Because NJ want about to be my campaign manager. Right. Do y'all know who y'all dealing with right now?
Somebody who worked on other campaigns. Oh, yes.
Right.
I got a pro.
Right.
And I got untapped voters.
Right, exactly. Now, because T said something I was thinking. So T says, how do I support him yet want him to stop? Now, don't get me wrong. This episode made me like, okay, maybe I don't want him to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I had been wanting him to, but since he really, truly seems passionate about it, I'm down with it.
Right.
You know, if nothing comes of it, I like that he tried. I like right. that he didn't give up on it.
It's kind of like if the loophole works, I guess, roll. I mean, when he did the speech to Jaywon and his family, and he had everybody in Koreatown stop and
everybody
listen,
stopped.
I was like, where can I buy my business in Philly and go vote for Randall?
Right, right. Exactly. I just want to vote for Randall. She says, I really wish he wasn't doing this, but at least Kevin is trying to help and now he has Jaywon. Cool. But here's the part that I was also thinking.
Yeah.
Kind of upset that he told his opponent his game plan. Look now. I get that Jack's voice was in his head. Use your intelligence. You don't have to mm-hmm. fight. Use your wisdom to let your opponent know you got this and you got him. You taking right. him down, right? I get it. I don't know if he meant literally tell them. Like, right. Go he to said, their smile, office lad. And tell did them
you
your
hear? Did you hear what I heard? He said smile. What's wrong right. with you? I'm mad and not mad. Because... the reason why I'm mad because why you give away your game plan.
Right.
But I'm not mad because I don't think Saul has what it takes to win that vote, to go after that untapped vote. He is happy that with that under 20% vote that he's getting from those handful of black people that choose to vote.
Right. And I agree. I do know it's not like he about to go to that community and change their minds or anything. But I like the idea of him just not even think Randall had a shot.
All right. I like the idea of when election day is over, if Randall wins, Saul looking at those numbers and be like, Koreatown.
Right.
You know, and Randall was Randall. So, you know, he can go persuade the white people to vote for him. He can go persuade the Latinos to vote for him. Saul goes to the black church during election season. Right. And hangs out with them. He don't do nothing for them. He know he getting their support regardless. But now he got other people that also are living in the same dire straits that the black side of town is his side of his district is living in. And he care even less about them.
Right.
So go ahead and sew that up, Randall. But, you know, he shouldn't have told him. Got a little cocky there.
Got a little cocky.
But maybe it won't blow up in his face. But maybe it has to blow up in his face because it's still a tad unrealistic that a dude that lives in New Jersey could be councilman in Philly. So if Randall loses, the storyline could be he lost because he gave away his game plan, not because he don't live in Philly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was just odd. Like, let's not gloat. I know. Go home, dude. You've been gone all
day.
That's
not something that Jack taught Randall. Randall gets a little gloaty sometimes.
Right. Just isn't the time. You getting too excited.
Anyway. Get excited when you get your... get some more people of diverse backgrounds on your campaign. You got one person.
Right. Doing. So, meanwhile, Beth is kind of coping with her job loss, and the girls come like, oh my gosh, we didn't sell our girls' contracts.
Go ahead. They before Randall and leaves for the day, they say they got to sell Girl Scout cookies, and they didn't set up whatever they need to set up. And Beth is stunned. We don't know. Randall's like, you know, they're trying to figure out an alternate plan, and Beth is like, I got this. Beth, two seasons ago, you didn't work.
Okay, but I was going to... we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Okay, actually, let's go ahead.
Okay.
Because Tess says... Yeah, Tess says it. Well, we normally go to your shop. And I was like, normally?
What?
I thought
what
she wasn't working
before.
In at least Annie's lifetime.
At least... Okay, so is this the second year in Girl Scouts?
That confused me. I was quadruple taking at the TV. Like, huh? What's quite to say about the Belmont? Who wants to forget she ain't been working?
Right. I mean, she just went back to work before Deja came into the family.
Right. Like, just. Okay.
So, that was... let's skip that. Let's forget that Beth had a brain fart, forgot that she... was basically a stay-at-home mom for 12 years.
Oh, and maybe Tess meant, even though you weren't working, we still always went to your office.
It could be that, maybe.
Maybe. So they go to the little Girl Scout cookies, and I'm sorry, they had no plan. They went to a store where some girls had already set up.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to go find somewhere else to go. And they see a dude who's like, cool, I got you. Yes, I want some of them shortbread cookies. Hand them over. And Beth is not in 2018.
I know, right?
Whoops. Cash only. He like, oops, sorry.
Right.
You ain't got Zelle?
Well, I mean, you something? Don't have, where's your square? Where's your square reader at?
But, yep. There's so many options. There's so
PayPal,
many. Even if
you
don't
PayPal
have a square
me this
meter,
payment.
There's so many options.
I'm feeling, Tess, that you didn't bring the slidey thing. You didn't either, Tess. I mean,
you didn't
don't
either.
Since so y'all don't do this all the time, it all should be with y'all Girl Scout stuff, right? This designated going to sell Girl Scout cookies once or twice a year spot where you keep your credit card reader.
Right, because did y'all... Exactly. Since y'all do this every year at Beth's office.
Right.
This isn't new, right? This plan isn't new. So anyway, go ahead.
No, I'm gonna let Beth slide because Beth having a moment. Beth is down.
I totally am letting Beth slide. I'm not letting Tess slide.
Right.
And I didn't, obviously, so we gotta get to it. Tess says to Beth, do me a favor, Mom, and pop my ass in the mouth because I forgot who I'm talking to right now.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Because she said, can you hear me? She pointed to the spot where she wanted to get popped. Right
here. I'm gonna put an X on it. Let me put an X on it just in case you're not sure.
Move out the way, Deja and Annie. She about to pop me one and I'm asking for it.
I don't know. I forgot what friend they were comparing, or friend's mom and comparing themselves to. And Beth was like, oh, I forgot I'm not perfect like her. And she say something like, or she say, oh, she don't suck. I forgot. I don't even know what Tess said. All I know is my ear, everything went.
I know, right? I'm like, oh. Ah.
I felt like it was my kid talking to me. And I was like, ah.
That's when you knew that Beth was going through something, because Annie went home with, I mean, Tess went home without a limp, because there is no way. Okay, maybe a limp is too much, but there's no, I like how she was like, shut up, shut up, shut up.
But okay, go ahead, finish your thought.
But it just felt like she was kind of taking responsibility. You just not going to talk to me any old kind of way. I'm sorry. I forgot the credit card reader. I'm sorry we didn't have I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we sit here in this rickety-ass Randall Park Mall-looking place and you don't have customers.
But why y'all, did y'all not wait till the last minute?
Yeah, why you waiting till the last day? What, you know, what's up?
You got
up?
A lot of time to sell Girl Scout cookies.
You live in a posh gated community. You can't go door to door.
Right. They love William, so they probably love you.
Right.
They love Randall and Beth.
Right. So why didn't you just go? I don't know. Obviously, Tess is going through some stuff, and she's trying to do what other girls do. And go ahead. You do what other girls do. You set up your table at the store, but what you ain't going to do that other girls do is disrespect your mama.
Right. I actually yelled at the TV because I'm like, this is the moment that we saw last week of her going, shut up, shut up, shut up. Right. We're supposed to feel like,
right.
No, I was, because I was like, that's all?
Right.
That's all you're going to say? You ain't got to pop her. That's fine. You're not at least going to let her know about herself?
Right. I don't see where Beth was wrong. I don't.
She wasn't.
But that's the way, the kind of like the preview kind of sold is Beth had lost her mind.
And the rest of the episode made it like that.
Right.
So from T, if I were Beth, I would smack those kids in the face. Well, she said, well, not Deja. She was fine. And then she apologized. Oh, the humanity.
I know, right? I know. I was like, wait.
Okay. The only reason I can understand an apology is because you never saw that from me. So you might be taken aback.
Right.
But not an apology. I just would have explained. I'm okay with an open conversation of, hey, when you heard me go, shut up, shut up, shut up, this is why. Right. Because obviously, I didn't let y'all know who I am.
Right.
And you about to know today who I am and what this is.
Y'all spoiled. Y'all done got accustomed to this suburban life, but that's not how we act. And you're not going to treat me that way. You're not going to talk to me any old kind of way. You know, no, I know, even though I said it, you don't have to lay hands on the kid, but you do.
No, you don't.
You got to respect.
They going to understand respect.
They, you know, shut up wasn't not enough.
Huh?
Shut up wasn't enough for me.
Girl Scouts will be a wrap for them, just so you know. I'm not talking selling cookies. I'm talking we're done with this altogether.
Oh, you're out of it. Go home, take off your uniform. We're going to turn it in today.
Yeah.
We're done.
Think about it, too. Next year, when you want to join again, you got a little time to think about why you gone.
Because we're done, you know.
Woof. So after a nice chat with Deja, because Deja's new Randall.
When I was first watching Deja do it, I was like, Deja has grown accustomed to comforting adults.
Right.
I think because when she did it, when she was talking to Beth, it wasn't like, it was like, oh, you're wise. But it was all like, wait a minute, you talking to me like I'm Shauna. I think maybe that's why she apologized. Oh, you think, okay.
You don't
have to come to me like that. You know, I don't need you to comfort me and be the adult in the room right now. I'm sorry. Right.
I do think that's what prompted her to apologize. Like, oh, shoot. Because she started off like, yeah, my mom has lost some jobs and it made her flip out like you just did.
Beth was like, oh, the comparison.
Oh, shit. Wait. Yo, I was looking like her.
Oh, I got to get it together. But I did like Deja's chat and like even like the, he called me exceptional. And I'm sure he calls you exceptional.
And she said, talk to him, girl. You obviously didn't let him know what's going on. You need to let him know what's up.
Yep.
And I like that she listened. Yes, Randall came home excited and she let him. You excited?
Glad you had a good day, but I didn't.
Right.
And I haven't had a good day in a minute.
Right. Right.
And you and your piercing self need to take your blinders off. Well, no. Not so much blinders, because he did. Was like, why didn't you tell me?
And he noticed without her having to say anything. He did notice on his own, like, whoa, wait a minute. Something's off.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like he just had no idea. He's not Kate.
Right.
It's so horrible, Kate. But she does tell him, you know, I'm not doing all right. That really did a number on me. Losing my job really was bigger than even I realized.
Right.
So they decide that she's gonna work with him on the campaign. What do you think of that?
It took him long enough to ask.
Right. Once he said it, I was like, oh, this never came up.
This was never a discussion before. What are you talking about? She should have been there from the get-go.
Right. Right. I think it's cute. Right. And I thought she was going to be like, what? Ugh, I got other things to do.
Right.
Like,
and I'm glad she's like, but this better not also, be a pity job.
I like also that she was like, don't call me great. Don't say I'm all these things. Because if that's true, people ain't calling me back. Just so you know, people not calling me back. So I don't need the Randall pep talk right now.
I did like that. People don't know what they're talking about.
Huh?
I said, but she did. People don't know what people don't always do right. You know, right. We all had a job application or a job interview that we knew we were in this. You got this job.
Absolutely.
3 days later, where's my phone call?
Absolutely. I sure have several times. Like, oh, did I nail that?
Buying new outfits, getting ready.
Spending my first check already. Okay. Where my desk? Is my desk about to be right there? I got that office over there.
Oh, how long is it going to take me to get to work?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. You drive it from the interview. Oh, I'm gonna have lunch at this spot right here at least twice a week.
Oh, it's going to be so perfect. Yes. I already done changed every social media.
That's a bit much. Don't do that.
Then but, 5 days later, you're like, they going to call? Hello?
Right. I mean, guys, make it official. I know I got it, but you still got an offer letter, something.
You almost, you calling, hello? Hey, I know I nailed that interview, so what's up?
Y'all had lost
my
number.
Did you forget about me?
Let me say, here you go. Number, email, here. Everything to contact me. Y'all must have forgot. Here I am.
Hey, since I'm on the phone, why don't you just go on and tell me?
Right. Yes, sad to admit.
Yes.
It has happened once or twice for me. Not happy.
There have been some that you didn't nail that you didn't want.
That was not good. That was not good.
Yep.
But anyway. So yeah, that's cute that they're gonna work together.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. So we got two people on the team.
Yay! Saw we coming for you.
Mm-hmm. Watch out. We got three people on the team. Well, we don't because the man he's leaving the country. Maybe he'll phone it in every now and then.
He won't.
Make a little video.
He's like, I walked around. They saw my face. What else you want?
Nah, I think Kevin would fly back home to help Randall. Kate, on the other hand.
Oh, gosh. Kate don't even know he run if anything.
I know, right? Let's go back to Kevin and Randall. Did you think it was a turning point when Randall said, you don't even treat me like a brother? You think that's when Kevin opened up his eyes and was like, burr?
In the beginning never of opening called his me eyes, brother? Not completely. Huh? But I mean... Yes, I think it was effective.
Because shortly thereafter, he came and stayed with them. Did he stay before?
It was after.
He started bonding with William. You know, he's always bonded with the girls.
Right. Yeah.
Kevin stole Randall from Kate.
Because
Kevin seems closer. Randall and Kate seemed close as kids.
Right.
And now, or maybe Kate stole herself from them because she sucks.
Stole herself. Oh, gosh. Yeah. I think there's little moments with Randall and Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Final thoughts. I'll say tierometer. I'm not sure. I won't speak for you, but final thoughts on tierometer.
I don't know if I have, you know, I felt a little choky when Beth admitted that she was not in a good place, but I'm still the Manny. It was a good episode. It was a great episode, but I didn't cry.
Right. It was, I also agree, it was a very good episode, but I don't remember crying. If I did, I'm not sure when, but I don't think I did. I don't even think I got misty, but it doesn't mean it's not good. Look, I'm entertained by all of you who watch this show and think it's not good when you don't cry.
I think it's great when you don't cry.
I mean, I love a good cry, but this doesn't make the show not good because I didn't cry.
Be all red nosed and stuffy at 10 o'clock. You know, can't hear what Lawrence saying because I'm still wiping tears right away.
And T also said this was a good episode, but I felt a lot of tension in my chest.
So apparently maybe her tierometer was pretty high.
Maybe. We don't know. We don't know what she gave it. But yeah. Good stuff. And next week, we get to see more of Jack and Rebecca on their little road trip. So when they first got together.
That's in, not next week,
the next time it comes on.
Right. Okay. So does, you think this, it looks like it's going to be just a Jack and Rebecca centric.
Right. It does.
And I'm cool.
I am. I'm good with that.
We need a little more of their background. We need a little more of the before the big three.
Right. Agreed.
You think they're going to do a Rebecca before Jack episode one day? A full episode, not just a moment of creepy blonde showing up and creeping everybody out.
Right. I just try to picture it, and I can't lie. My first thought was, I don't want that. But maybe I don't mind it. She deserves it. She's the only one who hasn't had her own of the Pearson. She's the only one who didn't get her own yet.
Right. And I guess, not this season, maybe, but I guess we do need a when Rebecca and Miguel
right
finally found each other.
Right. Okay. Well, tell the folks where they can find us, please.
Okay. You can listen to Fantasy Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, and fandomcity.simplecast.fm. Follow us on our Facebook page, search Fandom City, or go to @FandomCityResident. You can find us on Twitter. I'm @FandomCityMayor.
I am @AldermanLeonaX.
I do that sometimes. Right. Check out our website, FandomCity.com. You can even email us at Mayor@FandomCity.com. Tell us what you think. Talk about everybody in the show. Send us feedback. Leave reviews. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And always support your local library.
And if it's not too late, go vote.
No, yes, please.
Alrighty, thank you for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.